Today we are going to have a rare podcast. We are going to check how to become the luckiest person in the world. Yesterday I found a podcast about this topic. And it's interesting because we all know that luck is when opportunities match preparation. But reality is that you can only be prepared if you can spot opportunities in the future and if you are always preparing yourself. So that's why today I want to share 7 things that you can do, 7 good habits that are going to allow you to maximize luck in your life. I can tell you that it's not coincidence that always you see people winning, winning, and winning, and you see always people losing all the time. And it's because they don't know how to spot the opportunity and they don't know how to prepare on time. So before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. And remember, if you want to work with me, you can go to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. Let's start with this first technique. This is something that always had worked for me, but we all have this thing that something is working, we say, oh, this is working, and then we forgot to keep doing it. And it's writing your thoughts, escribir tus pensamientos, writing your thoughts and also writing your vision of what do you want to accomplish in life. So let's say that you want to make 10,000 soles per month. Just a number, for example. What will be the easiest way to accomplish this target? You start writing, maybe 5 ideas. You see the 5 ideas, and then, okay, from these 5 ideas, I believe this one is the one that has more chances. Now, what will be the path of less resistance to hit this one method? So basically, what you are doing when you are writing your thoughts is 2 things. First, you are taking the idea from your brain and place it on a paper. So it's a way that you are taking the idea out to the world. And second, it's like having 2 brains because now you can analyze what you are thinking. When you are thinking, you are just thinking and your capacity to remember and having like a full structure is limited. But when you write it down, now you have like a feedback of your own thoughts. And I can tell you that this helped a lot. If you check my YouTube videos before the 2019, I used to just open the camera and start talking about things. For example, I will see one topic, I will open the camera and I will talk about the topic for 5 minutes or 6 minutes. But after the 2020, since we started the quarantine, I started to do my scripts. And my scripts was a way to analyze my thoughts. And when I did it, my podcast start to become deeper because I was able to analyze my analysis. You know, the things that I analyzed, I was able to analyze. So the same happened when you write your goals and your vision. You are able to go deeper. And not only that, you are giving yourself a chance to put your ideas in a back burner. Like when you are cooking, when you are in the stove, in las estufas, you put sometimes the food that you want to wait in the back burner. Okay, the same happened. Sometimes you want to write ideas so you can have like a little spot of light and then allow sometimes to rethink the stuff. And that only happens when you write down the things. The reason why many people don't accomplish their goal is because they feel it's something that is too far away from themselves. So you want to make it feel familiar. And I do this with everything, not only with business, also when I have a date, for example. If I have a date with a woman, I'm planning. I will take this woman to this place, from this place, I will go from this place, and then we have sex. And so far, with business, with women, and many things in life, just by vision the self, just by vision the future scenario, and writing the ideas and the possible outcomes is something that helped me a lot. So that is the first tip, is always write down the vision and the possible strategies. The second is preparation. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to follow this podcast, you find me on Spotify with my nickname, Uncle Balta, on Spotify. And also, if you want to follow my WhatsApp channel, you can type unclebalta.com, unclebalta.com. You want to become the person who has the things that you want to have. And the only way to do that is with preparation. As you know, I had a nose job. I had a nose surgery. And it was so fucking boring the first week, especially the first week, because I was not able to walk my dog. I'm still not able to go to the gym for 2 extra weeks. So you can imagine that free time is something that I had. Like a lot. I have like 5 hours or 6 hours of free time every day now. So what I have been doing is imagine that I'm going to have interviews in the future. So in my mind, I believe someone is going to interview me in the future. So I start here on my in my living room, I start answering questions to my teddy bears. Le respondo preguntas a mis ositos de peluche. So I imagine they are the public and I am replying the question, giving the responses. Why I'm doing that? Because I'm preparing for the outcome that will happen in the future. And that's why this phrase that faith, the biggest form of faith is preparation. So how can you prepare with that for that future outcome that you want to have? When you prepare, you become the person. When you become the person, you do the thing. When you do the thing, you get the outcome. And let's put like a clear example so we can land this idea. Let's say that you want to become better with women. You want to have a better sexual life. You don't boost your dating game by paying courses online on how to date women. No. You improve your dating game by becoming the guy that is good with women. And I could give you like a full list of things that you have to do, but let me show you three things, for example. You can first work your social muscle. What is your social muscle? That guy that is good with women, is there a chance that he's always going to reunions, always going to gatherings? Like he's always in different social circles. That's why when he has to speak, it's so easy. It's effortless because he's used to do it. Okay, maybe we can start doing that. The second thing, that guy that always got all the best women that you can imagine, he knows how to dress, right? He always is wearing the best shirt, the best suit, the best pants. The way he produces himself is interesting. He looks nice. How can we learn from these people? How can we put a better frame on our body? And the other one is that guy present? He's paying attention all the time. When I go to the gym and I see a woman that she finished her, she's trying to do hip thrust. That is the classic exercise. She's trying to do hip thrust and she's struggling to put the 20 kilos plate, los platos de 20 kilos. She's struggling to do that. Are you the guy that when you are walking around, you ask, hey, do you need help? You know, smiling. Remember to smile. Don't look like a pervert. So just by being present, dress yourself better, improve your social skills, you are becoming that person that is going to attract the woman. So that's why preparation is the biggest form of faith. Preparation is your friend. Let's go to the number three, that is connections. There is this popular phrase that is, your network is your net worth. So tus contactos es tu dinero o tu riqueza. Why it means that? Because rich people, when they find opportunities, who do you think they call? They call their friends, the people that are nice with them. That is something that always called my attention, how people get distracted trying to work for a degree or quiero el título. No, more important than the título is your contacts. Who knows you and how good do you behave with these people? I can tell you, I can not number the times that people who had money called me for an investment opportunity. Hey, Jose, we have this opportunity. Do you want to invest? And if you want to become that person that always receives the best chances from your rich people or your powerful friends, you need to become the person that really cares about them, not the person that is asking favors. Most of the people, they just text you or call you when they need a favor. You're going to become the opposite. You're going to be the person, hey, how are you doing? Always asking people how are they doing, always try to provide value without asking things in return. And you will be surprised how many people start to send you or to return you the favor without you asking. You will be surprised about that. Let's go to a number four, that is position yourself. Luck is like a river. So you need to be where the flow is moving. Okay, we are back. So funny that I was talking that luck is like a river and the piece of shit of my neighbor, he started to destroy his toys in front of my house. So he was making a lot of noise. Okay, let's continue. So the thing is that you want to be where the river is flowing. And that's why you want to spot trends. There are many ways to see this. I want to share one today so you can have a clue. Always ask yourself what is broken. ¿Qué está jodido? That's the easiest way to spot trends. One of them, for example, for me is education. Education is so fucking broken. I mean, you have a product or a service that is getting expensive, more expensive each year, but it's giving less results. So if that is not a bubble, I don't know what the fuck is a bubble. That is clearly a financial bubble, the education system. That's why people would start, or they are already looking for parallel alternative. That's why I started Inglés para Cholos. But that is not the only thing that is broken. Also, social media is broken. Social media is so fucking broken. There's people are following people that are in the other side of the world that they are never going to connect. Can we start a social media strategy that connects people that live nearby? The other one is the love market. The love market is even worse. You have 5% of women having sex with all the guys and also vice versa. You have the single mothers taking over all the market of men, and you have women that are above 40 years that they barely can find a couple, and they look good, by the way. So the social skills are a problem. The ability to connect with other people is the problem. So there are a lot of things that are broken. If you can find this thing before everybody else, you can position yourself for this river of luck. Now, let's go to the number 5 that is kind of connected with this previous one. That is paying attention. Nowadays, people are distracted. You know that people go to the urinary, and while they are peeing, mientras orinan, they are checking their TikTok. So they cannot even pay attention where they are throwing their pee. That's why you want to be the opposite. You want to pay attention. Always ask yourself why people behave in this way. Why people, for example, they don't know how to do a small talk. Why people all the time are wearing their little headphones or AirPods. Why they are isolating themselves. Why they are consuming junk content or trash content even though they know that it's destroying their brain. And I have an answer for that. It's because they don't have hope. They believe that even if they work hard, they are not going to have results. Therefore, why wasting the energy? You want to be the opposite. If you can bring hope to people, you'll be surprised how many people want to be next to you, work with you, study with you, have sex with you. Always be that hope supplier. But you have to pay attention to the opportunities. And just one extra before wrapping this podcast about luck is you need to brainwash yourself. You cannot be better or different if you believe you are average. And you are not average. You are a unique person. But you need also to show it to the world. You need to feel that you are able, capable to solve big problems. And here is a little phrase that I throw to myself. It's going to sound silly, but it helped me. Every day when I wake up, you know, I open my window. I look to the street and I say, the world need me. El mundo me necesita. Sounds so fucking silly, stupid, but that motivated me that someone, at least one person, needs my best version of me today. That's why I'm going to work hard. And the last thing, just to wrap the Uncle Balta extra tip, is always give value to everybody. Whoever I'm working with, I always try to give value. If there's like a delivery guy who takes the chicken to my house, here you have a tip of 2 soles. Doesn't cost me shit to give the 2 soles to this person. If there is if I have a class with an English teacher, I always take in different classes with different English teacher to bring more knowledge to my system. I always try to give fresh topics, nice tips, so the teacher is having fun while we are having the class. If I'm doing exercise with a friend, always try to ask how he's doing in his professional life. Now, little tip. Always learn how to give value. Don't look like a commander. Don't say, hey, you have to do that. No. Look more like an explorer. I wonder what happened if we do this thing. For example, my cousin Sofia, she told me, Jose, you know, you have good videos, but sometimes I wonder if it would be a good idea to put subtitles while you are displaying the video. She told me that, and now I have a friend that does that for me, and I realize how the videos are performing better just because they have the subtitles, especially on TikTok and on Instagram. She didn't tell me, Jose, do this shit. No, she told me, I wonder. So the way that we say the thing, remember this word, the frequency is so fucking important. That's when you go to church, for example, the priest, oh, you have to do this, that. And people say, oh, this is so fucking boring. Why he's talking like that? So the way we deliver the message is even more important than the message. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Put the thing on practice so you can increase your luck in life. Remember, if you want to work with me, here you will have my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. By the way, for people who live out of Peru, we were having some problems with the payment methods. I will start accepting Amazon gift cards as a payment method. So if you want to buy audiobooks or Inglés para Cholos with Amazon gift cards, I will start accepting that method. I hope you enjoy your Sunday and see you tomorrow.